To you, if you, and again, with apologies for our delay in getting started, people just love talking about regional growth issues.
There's plenty going on. That's cool.
And Councilman Barber is here now. So we're ready when you are, Mr. Chairman.
I'm ready. So we welcome everybody. And Andrea, if you can just quickly go through and for the record, confirm that everybody's here.
Absolutely. Everybody,
when Andrea calls your name, say aye.
Tim Reese.
Here.
Stephen Capson.
Aye.
Michael Jensen.
Yes.
Mike Caldwell.
Aye.
Brett Milburn.
Yep.
Jeff Scott.
Yes.
John Barber.
Aye.
Lovett Baumgartner.
Present.
Wayne Bennion.
Present.
Andrew Gruer.
Here.
Ned Hacker.
Here.
And I'm Andrea Pearson. Thank you.
Fantastic. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. And you received the packet, either those that are there in person, you have that in front of you, or those that are on the phone should receive that via email. And part of that was their minutes from our June 28th meeting. Any questions, concerns, corrections that need to be made? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion to approve.
You had a Councilman Jensen, and I'm not sure who the first one was.
Councilman Barber.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Looks like we do have opportunity for public comment. Anybody there who wanted to make some public comment?
There is not.
None. So we'll move on to action item number four, which is an action item, which is the proposed FY fiscal year 19 budget amendments. And we turn this to Andrew or to Lovett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Andrew. I'll walk through this, and I will look to Lovett or Wayne, any of our staff to supplement if I miss anything. What I'm going to try to do is strike the right balance between providing detail, but then also being mindful of time. But please, if anybody has any questions, please jump in. What we have in front of you today for the Budget Committee is a consideration of amending the WFRC existing FY19 budget. You know we're on a fiscal year budget of July 1 through June 30. And so the Budget Committee is requested to take action to make a recommendation to the full council for amendment of the budget. Our council meets 2 weeks from today. The budget action that I want to talk about, there's sort of two principal elements. One is a relatively routine updating of the budget, and then two is one, what I would call a tweak related to the Transportation and Land Use Connection Program. The first thing, and this ties to the memo that was sent to you that's in your packet, the one-page memo on amending the FY19 budget. Those of you that have been on our Budget Committee for some time will recognize every October we do this. We can end the fiscal year, and we have projects that that stretch over fiscal years. So they are budgeted in one fiscal year, but they are not completed in that fiscal year. And so then we shift the resources that are budgeted for those projects from one fiscal year, in this case, FY18, into the next fiscal year, FY19. At this time, when we completed our FY18 and reviewed the final expenditures, the actual spending came in lower than budgeted by about $1.4 million. And again, that was mainly from spending on contractual items. Mainly, actually, the largest bulk of that is for transportation and land use connection projects, where we are paying consultants out of our consultant line item to do various work for us and to do work for our communities. And we always knew that those projects would not be completed in FY18, but they roll over, and we see exactly from a budgeting perspective and an accounting perspective how much they've spent in FY18, and then we take the unspent amount and roll it into 19. So down in 18, up by a corresponding amount in 19. Probably the easiest way to actually see this is a few pages into your packet, the expenditure by function table. It shows the expenditure line, the approved FY19 budget, and the FY19 proposed budget, and the difference. So this is the one that you'll see on the contractual line, an increase of $1,051,511. Question? Okay.
So, any questions? Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just making sure that people are following along here. This is something that we do every year, so it's not unanticipated, but now we have this the clear budget numbers to reflect this bridging from one year to the next. There are also a few other impacts that are tied principally to our moving of our office, which I'm very happy to report, as some of you know already, demolition started last week. So Ned and I were there. We got to put on hard hats and swing sledgehammers on the ceremonial initiation of demolition at our new office site, and we got to tear it down before we can build it back up.
Hey, thanks for the invite, by the way.
Well, hey, if anybody wants to swing a sledgehammer, you actually still are more than welcome. That can be arranged, okay? And actually, I mean that in all sincerity. If you want to swing a sledgehammer, let us know. That process has taken a little longer than we had originally hoped it would. We anticipate being ready to move in March of 2019. One of the effects of that is that the rent numbers that we had anticipated actually roll over a little bit more into 19 than 18. And we've had detailed conversation about this with the Budget Committee in previous meetings. The final costs for tenant improvements, we had anticipated them, and we've worked all through and have final costs, and the TI came in a little higher than what we had originally anticipated. That gets extrapolated, amortized across the length of the 10-year lease, and so this rent number reflects the final actual rent payments for the year in 19. And then the building and operation number is a little higher. That actually ties to this building, our existing building, which we are in longer than we anticipated, so the costs are a little bit higher. Okay? And then rounding it out, we also have a better projection on amounts that we anticipate next year will carry from 19 into 20. So that's the sort of conclusion of the effects that are happening, mainly the consulting and then some items tied to our building that we would recommend be amended into our FY19 budget. Now I'm going to pause there and see if there's any questions from the members or anything that I missed that I should have covered from the other WFRC staff.
Anybody have any questions on what Andrew's covered thus far?
I had a quick one.
Yeah.
As far as the rent, is that an issue of the contractor? So are we obligated for rent at what point on the new facility?
You mean when do we start paying rent? We are paying the base rent already. So we negotiated a deal with Cicero, our landlord, that on date certain we would start paying rent. This was part of essentially the negotiation. They gave us really favorable terms on the rent and otherwise, but they needed some certainty anticipating that we were going to have a somewhat delayed process for actually getting it built and moving in. So we've been paying the base rent. Now, the TI that gets amortized on top of that, we won't start paying until we move in. Okay, so it's sort of a two components.
Is there a CAMS cost to this, Andrew?
A what?
CAMS. You know, are you guys paying? Is this a triple net lease? So there is a CAM component.
I actually don't know what that word means, CAMS, so help me out.
Everything is included in the rent.
Okay.
All of the
common area maintenance.
Everything. Common area maintenance.
Yeah. All of the utilities, everything.
So it's a full service lease.
Full service lease, right. Exactly.
Okay. I knew that answer, I just had never heard the term CAM. So. Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments or questions about the carry forward, you know, why it's happening, the contractual, anything else?
Looks like there's none. If you continue on the other portion.
Okay, good, great. The other element ties to our transportation and land use connection program, for which you have a memo that we sent to you, and it's in your packet, but I will note is not reflected in the budget materials, the tables that you have seen. Okay? Let me cut to the end and then I'll come back and explain. What we are proposing is that we increase the FY19 contractual line item by $150,000 to increase the budget for the TLC program. So that would be something that would have to be incorporated into the FY19 budget. And so whereas now you see the FY19 proposed contractual line item at being at 2862, that line item in the final materials we would send to the council would go up by 150,000. Okay, so that's the action. Now, let me back up and explain. First, the TLC program, and then why are we talking about increasing the money and where does that come from? The TLC program, as I think everybody knows, is our transportation and land use connection program created about 5 years ago, for which we use a slice of our federal STP or Surface Transportation Program funding. And we also are now getting contributions in from Salt Lake County, as Councilman Jensen knows, and from UDOT and UTA. And those contributions have basically been increasing over time. This is the program where we provide staff assistance and consulting assistance to local communities to help them with tricky growth issues. Looking at what's a vision for growth in a neighborhood or an area or a corridor, getting stakeholder engagement, developing ordinances, evaluating financing strategies, all the steps of the process that communities may not have the capacity to deal with or just may not want some additional assistance. And the way we do this is that we make it incredibly easy for the communities by we absorb the administrative burden. We have a pool of consultants, and we work hand in hand with the communities to help sort out what kind of assistance do they need and what kind of consultants would help or staff time. The program has been, I'm proud to say, very successful, very helpful, and is in high demand. In fact, just coming out of the Regional Growth Committee, the reason we were late coming into this meeting is because we had a dialogue about the program, and people were expressing their support for it, and some people were raising the idea that we should actually grow and expand the reach of the program. Now, we didn't talk about this at the Regional Growth Committee because we didn't think it would be appropriate without talking about it with the Budget Committee first. But the proposal here is to do what I would consider a modest growth in the program, increasing the funding that WFRC puts in by $150,000. Right now, we put in, WFRC does, $700,000. That's what's in the budget. And we would increase that by $150,000 in FY19 with a plan in FY20 to then phase into a $300,000 increase. From $700,000, $850,000, $1,000,000, and then over time grow that by CPI. Now, those actions in the future we would not be committed to, but we would be anticipating that, but then any budget actions would be subject to the review and approval by the Budget Committee through our regular budget process. Okay, that's the TLC program and why we're thinking about this, but where is this money coming from? And why wasn't this included sort of in the original budget process? The reason for that is that we have unexpectedly, we will be receiving, we are receiving more money from the federal government through our STP program than we had originally anticipated. The federal fiscal year 18 budget was delayed in implementation, but when it was finally adopted, and then several months later, we got our final, what's called apportionments of revenue of money coming to us. Rather than getting about $25 million for our full region for the year, FY, the federal fiscal year 18, we are going to be getting about $30 million. So another $5 million in FY, federal fiscal 18. The federal fiscal 19 budget, which is not complete, but it is looking like that is going to be, rather than 25, is going to be more around the range of 33 or 34 million coming to our region. So a bump over 2 years of more than $13 million coming into our region. Now, what happens with that STP money, and what has always happened with that STP money, is the overwhelming majority, more than 90% of that money, goes into our process that Wayne Bennion, who is here, and Ben Wuthrich and others on our staff coordinate for allocating to projects for which communities in our region apply for resources. And we have a very well developed, and I'm proud to say on Wayne and Ben and others' behalf, a very well respected, I believe, process in our region for evaluating project proposals against criteria, scoring them, and then allocating funding. So there isn't really a decision to be made, just to be clear, respectfully, by the budget committee, what do we do with that extra money that's coming in? It goes into this funding program for which we have established processes for allocating that money. However, what WFRC has done over now many years is taken a slice of money out of STP, and we've done some things with it. We put some of it into our budget, right into the WFRC budget, to fund some of our operations. And we've also put some of that into the TLC program, like I've described. So with this additional and unexpected federal money coming in, it is our proposal and indeed recommendation that we use a little bit of that increase to also increase what we're doing in TLC. So $150,000 more in our WFRC fiscal 19, the budget that's before you now, and then a projection ahead in FY20, although that's not an action now, of going up to 300. If we do that, the amount of the federal STP funds coming to our region that will be going to TLC will be about 3% of the total money coming in. So of the 30 million or so, we're looking at using in the range of 3% of that money to fund TLC. And the last thing I'll say here is that based on everything I said before about the value of TLC, also one of the things that got talked about in Regional Growth Committee is that by doing good local planning, we're actually able to facilitate the coordination of transportation with land use in a way that you get more bang for your buck out of transportation investments. So we believe that we actually are more efficient with the use of our ongoing infrastructure dollars by doing a little bit of better planning up front. So that's the proposal, and I've talked a lot about what ultimately in our budget is only a $150,000 modification proposed in FY19, but I wanted to be really clear with you about why we're talking about doing this and where the money would come from. So with that, I will stop and see if there's questions, comments, or anything I've missed.
Any questions? Does everybody follow what Andrew has outlined or questions regarding that? I think it's pretty exciting to have that extra funding there, and hopefully it continues on the long term. And as pointed out, you know, having not been in the previous meeting, the RGC meeting, but knowing conversations going on in my own community, these TLC program is very much desired and good thing to have. So
I think it's a great tool, Ms. Toolbox.
So are you looking for a motion?
Looking for a motion to forward to the full committee.
Forward it.
This for action.
I'll second that.
I'll move we forward it.
There's a motion to forward and second. All in favor, say aye.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Great.
So, Mr. Chairman,
and then,
Mr. Chairman, just briefly,
yes.
what you'll then see with this action and discussion is, as I noted, that $150,000 is not yet reflected in the budget tables, but we will do an updated version that will go to the council where that $150,000 will be in there, and we'll just integrate those, the general memo with the TLC memo. So it'll be exactly the same as what you're seeing. It'll just be the information will be integrated together and updated.
Sounds great.
Okay,
appreciate
great.
That. Next item would be our FY18 audit report, and either Lovett or Mr. Reese wants to take that.
I think I'll let Tim talk about it.
All right, Lovett.
That works.
Okay.
You just pitch in where you want to, Lovett. Well, we completed our audit fiscal year 2018. Special appreciation for the staff that helped us. That takes a lot of their time as well to probably do this audit, especially Lovett's time coming up here and meeting with us, helping us, and going through the report. I appreciate Lovett's time in going through the report. It takes quite a bit to make sure we don't have errors in there, and we've done our best to make sure we don't. Your audit has got an unqualified opinion, which means that we didn't find anything that as auditors that concern us with the organization and the way you control the money and internal control over the funds. We spend quite a bit of the time on your grant auditing because that's where your money is. So like the Department of Transportation, you have a big grant there where we spend a lot of the time. We select some of your expenses and we go through their requirements and make sure that the expenditures on that grant comply with the terms of the grant. And we felt comfortable with what we've seen. We didn't find anything that concerned us there. We're going to require representation from management, which they're getting to us. Is there any comment? Did some of you have a chance to read the audit before I go on any further? Any comments there?
Anybody have any comments, questions?
No, I read through it and I was comfortable with it.
Yeah. Once again, it looks like everything is in order.
Okay.
And, good job, Lovett.
I would just note that page 44, if you want to do a quick look, if you haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, that's the summary of the results on page 44.
So we have the federal requirements, we also have state requirements we do, and the state requirements, like we have to look at your general fund balance, and we got that to work, didn't we, Lovett? Within your budgets that you established, we look at that, and we found that your expenditures were within your budget. And there's some other thing about retirement. Anyway, we didn't find any problems with your state compliance and your federal compliance.
Those are always good words to hear.
Well, if anybody has any questions, I'll move we as the budget committee approve and move forward to the full council.
So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second.
A motion by Councilman Jensen and a second by Councilman Barber. Any further questions, comments? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Mr. Gruber, here's that we've taken care of our action items. Is there anything that you need to report?
Well, I just want to echo my appreciation for Lovett and our staff working with the auditing team It's really great to, you know, when I meet with Tim, it's really great to hear the way we do our books is clear and transparent, and the data is all there. It's I would expect nothing less, but it's really great to, you know, hear that echoed by an outside source. And I just want to, you know, thank you guys for your work. Mr. Chairman, the only other thing I wanted to tell you about was the building move, but I pretty much did that already. In the interest of time, I will turn it back to you.
Okay. Well, we appreciate everybody's time here today and look forward to seeing you all at the full council meeting in a couple of weeks.
Can I just miss you? Let me just love it, or any of the staff, is there anything else that I missed that we should talk about? Just checking.
I think we covered it.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Commissioner.
Great. And then please mark calendars for next budget meeting would be tentatively set for January 10th, 2019. So with all of that information, appreciate your time. I'd entertain the last motion.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. There's been a motion to adjourn and a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Have a great day, everybody.
Great day, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah.